Welcome to Hannah's Heart.
So Hannah, she's just one of the women who did struggle with infertility in the Bible.
No matter who we are, we can be inspired by the fact that Hannah took her pain to God and God heard her and was with her.
So when she was praying at the temple, she had been weeping and not eating, and her lips were moving, but her eyes were closed, and the priest was like, why are you drunk at the temple?
Because yeah. It can become an obsession when you want a child so deeply.
And desiring that baby and to be a mama. Every holiday, every Mother's Day.
This is not a show that's going to promise you a certain outcome. But this is a show that says, however God answers your cry, we know that He's enough.
Hi, I'm Kendra.
And I'm Anne, and you are listening to Hannah's Heart on American Family Radio. We are a radio show and podcast that focuses on infertility, miscarriage, and unfortunately child loss, but also a lot of other things too, like
parenting
and adoption and foster care. Mm-hmm. And we've focused on some disabilities when mm-hmm. a baby might be born mm-hmm. with a disability that you weren't expecting. Just so many different ways that the Lord chooses to grow families and how that looks a lot different yeah. than what we pictured sometimes. And so we are very pro-life around here, mm-hmm. which brings us to today's guest.
Yes. Yes, I am so excited. You guys, we've talked in the past about how anyone who has struggled with infertility or loss often has trouble understanding our world's culture that is so anti-baby, you know, yeah. and just this desire to be so actively set against mamas who want to be mamas.
Yeah.
And one of the things that Anne and I recently discovered is how that mindset and that ideology has impacted corporations who literally make baby products. Uh-huh. Literally, like these are your clients, specifically diapers. Yeah. And so we have on today Sarah Gable Seifert, and she is the co-founder of Every Life Diaper. You guys, I am so excited about this interview. If you have not heard of their product, it is amazing. You want to hold it up, Anne?
Oh, yeah. If you're watching today, mm-hmm. I have diapers sitting right in front of us. They're packaged very pretty. These have already been used because mm-hmm. we mm-hmm. go through them so fast. Yeah. But I will say,
yeah,
this is, I guess, kind of an ad yeah. because you actually don't go through them as fast as you would some other diapers.
Okay.
And I will attest to that. And my little baby's bums, they mm-hmm. handle these diapers much better than a lot of other diapers that yeah. we actually started out with. So,
but just one more time for those of you that like, why are we going to talk about diapers when I don't even have a baby in my life and I'm praying to have one? Just a quick segue. Mm. When you have focused so much on the sanctity of human life and preparing to welcome that child into your life, and then you become a mom and you find that you are donating to causes that
that's very true.
Are giving to Planned Parenthood and abortion, yep. it is heart-wrenching. And so we need you to know about this company now before God brings that blessing into your life. So, right. Sarah Gable, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Well, we want to hear your story because you were not initially a diaper manufacturer, were you?
I definitely was not. I never thought that I would be running a diaper and wipes company, but here we are, and that's why I'm so grateful that we have a God that knows more than we do. And when we follow Him, it's full of exciting twists and turns, Amen. But grateful to be on this journey of providing extraordinary products, but an even better mission to parents across the U.S. So happy to jump in and kind of share a little bit about how we got here.
Yeah. How did it get started? How did you find out about all this world?
Yeah. So my husband and I actually started another company called Public Square during the COVID season, when we started to realize that there were a lot of businesses out there today that were supporting values that didn't align with our own. Most importantly, the life issue. I've always been very adamant about the celebration and the protection of every miraculous life. And when I started to discover, and my husband as well, that there were so many companies that were supporting anti-life causes, that were putting the money that we were giving them towards Planned Parenthood mm-hmm. and other agendas that were not promoting the family unit and just the beauty of our country, we realized that there was a need for a platform where parents that do care about shopping their values could go and know with the blessed assurance that every single company on this platform was pro-life, pro-family, pro-freedom. And so we launched that again back in 2021, and now it is the largest marketplace of values alignment businesses, a lot of them small businesses that are family run, that make our country so special. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud to be able to support those companies that are working so hard to really create a better America. Mm-hmm. And out of this platform, we discovered many parents were searching for diapers. And this was really eye-opening because at the same time that we were discovering that our customers on Public Square were looking for a pro-life, pro-family diaper brand, my husband and I also got pregnant with our first child.
Oh,
and
wow.
So we were getting prepared and we're so excited for her arrival. And of course, I start doing my own research around which businesses I could confidently support with my dollars. And I learned through much research and again, the Public Square community, that there was no pro-life diaper company. And not only that, all of the major diaper companies I discovered were supporting abortion either financially or vocally, a lot of them both. And I'm talking all of the name brands, Huggies, Pampers, Hello Bello, Honest, Coterie, the list goes on and on. Mm. And I could not sit on the sidelines and be okay with this matter. And so we decided to come up with a solution last year in 2023. And we are the first and only pro-life diaper company now on the market. We're the fastest growing diaper company America has ever seen. And I believe that's because there's so many parents out there today that do cherish every miraculous life. And they want a premium product for their child, but they also want to know that their money's going to a company that supports the things that are really important today, which is life. So
that's
I'm so thankful that we are where we are, and I believe we're just getting started.
When I saw an ad from Every Life initially, and it listed all of the ones that actively support the pro-choice movement, I thought, is there anybody who's even just neutral that I can find
if I
go to Walmart or Amazon or can purchase? And like, just literally just don't even have a stance on whether or not we should kill babies. Like, and even that was like impossible to find. So it's one thing. Why?
Well, it just doesn't make sense.
No,
like that's your clientele.
Exactly.
Ugh. And it makes me mad.
I know. It's really upsetting. And I think that's another piece to why Every Life exists, is because there's this cultural issue where so many companies and our society in general today that is promoting a culture of death.
Mm-hmm.
And there really is this obsession around abortion. And I think that these companies feel that them taking a stance on something like this is advantageous to be able to actually cater to this mindset that family isn't the most important thing in the world, because it is. We all know that if we don't have strong families, then we don't have a strong country. And the reality is we have a birth rate today that is declining significantly.
Yeah.
In order for us to be a healthy, sustaining country, we need our birth rate to be 2.1 children per woman. Right now, we're at 1.6. So we are not seeing people choose to have children because we have a society that is telling them that children are not a gift. They're telling them that children are a burden, that children are an inconvenience, that they're going to steal your joy. And I know this audience feels very differently. So this should all fire us up, because we all know that being a parent is the greatest reward.
Yeah.
Like there is nothing better. There's no greater position or role in the whole world than being a mom. And I know that firsthand too. And I don't take it lightly. It's no small thing. It's an absolute miracle. The fact that God gives us the ability to produce and birth life into this world. And that very thing is being attacked by society and these corporations. And so we're existing today to send a counter message to the world that we have to be people, Christians, believers, small business owners, large business, all across different departments. We have to be saying that family is the most important thing, that life deserves to be protected, or we're not going to be a country that can go on for years to come. Children are a hope, they're our legacy, and they're how we continue sustaining a healthy future for our country. So that's another reason why we are up and running as a company, because we have to be talking about these matters.
Well, speaking of being countercultural and getting people fired up, shortly after Every Life launched, you guys did like a whole campaign in New York, right? In Man on the Street interviews. Tell us about that
right.
And some of the waves that you created.
Yeah, it was pretty fun, actually. We took a tweet that Elon Musk put out last year that said, having children is saving the world. Hmm. And we ran with that because we believe that's true. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to prop up that message with a simple statement of make more babies, because what I just hit on was the fact that our population rates are declining. We need more children in this world, not less. Mm. And we went to Times Square in January and blew up this message of Elon's tweet and make more babies on a huge billboard. And to your point, we were on the ground and we were asking questions to the people coming and going, just trying to get their takes. And of course, many people responded with positivity and said they love being a parent if they were one, and that their kids are the greatest gift in the world. And so, of course, we love to hear that. But I have to tell you, it was quite frightening how many young women in their childbearing years that were saying over and over again that they really are content without being a parent, and it's not something that they're interested in even exploring, and that they would rather have a career and pursue that path than pursue getting married and having children. And that actually, you know, there's data that supports that. 44% of young people today in their childbearing years are saying that they are considering just not having children at all. And a lot of them, 23% of those, are saying it's because of their concerns of climate control.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
And this overpopulation. Yeah, this overpopulation control agenda, that we have too many people in this world. And obviously that's not true. But these young people are buying that message. They're seeing children as a threat to society and some sort of cancer. And it's frightening. And to hear these young women on the ground actually saying that in real time, I can look at data all day long, but when I hear it from the mouth myself, it's absolutely heartbreaking. So again, it really emphasized the need for companies like ours, and I pray for many others, to start sounding the alarm that we need to be talking about the gift of family and really propping up families to be able to make parenthood, you know, more possible and more doable. And that's why we even give a $5,000 baby bonus after taxes to celebrate that new life for any employee at Public Square, Every Life, because we care so deeply about the expansion of the family unit.
Oh, that's
wow,
so powerful.
That's so neat.
And so different.
Yeah.
Too. You know, we talk a lot on the show about infertility and some of the causes of that, but one of the main factors affecting infertility is the age of the mama when she starts to have children. And we just see this trend of later and later in life. And I think a lot of us, even in the Christian world, can be influenced by that. Well, I need to get my career up and going. There's these things I have to do first. Or they may think, I don't want children. But then later in life, that natural God-given desire kicks in and becomes overwhelming. And then they're looking for, you know, artificial reproductive technologies that are expensive and, they're racing the clock, as well as you look at some of the effects of abortion on our ability to conceive and how sometimes that has, you know, the medications and, you know, the day after pill and the way that it affects a woman's body and later her ability to conceive. We've talked to women who have said, you know, I feel so guilty now. I want to have a child, but choices I made earlier in life have put me in this circumstance where it's so difficult. And of course, God's grace is sufficient to be with women. None of us is without fault or have not made mistakes, but it's definitely a cultural trend that's very scary.
Well, and one thing that angers me that I had no idea of until researching diapers was this might be like a, oh my goodness, controversial thing, but the things that are put into these diapers.
Amen, sister.
And so we are immediately this perfect baby with perfect skin. As soon as this baby's born, literally, I don't know if you call it a cloth, but these things are put on them full of all the bad things in regular diapers. Do you mind speaking on that? Because y'all have on your packaging right now, I see no fragrances, dyes, lotions, latex, parabens, and phthalates. But a lot of people don't even know what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And look, we're a group of people that understand that our babies deserve the best. And those first couple of years of their life, they're so vulnerable and they're developing literally every single day. And it's so important for us to be mindful of anything that we're putting on their skin, especially a diaper, because that's something they're wearing literally all day long, all night long. And so when we crafted this diaper, it was really important for us. It was a group of parents. We came together and we said, if this wasn't a product that we would feel confident putting on our own baby, then it's not something that we're going to sell to the public. And I mentioned earlier in the podcast that I was pregnant with my first. So it was very personal for me to create a diaper. And I'm very ingredient conscious. My family, we've always been that way. We're cautious about the foods that we eat. And we're serious about making sure that we're protecting our bodies and we're stewarding our bodies well. Mm-hmm. That's actually a commandment from the Lord, is to make sure that we treat our body as a temple. Mm-hmm. That's right. Really important. And we should do the same for our children. And so when we say no fragrances, no dyes, no lotions, no latex, no parabens, no phthalates, all of those things are really important because those chemicals can have an effect on the baby. Mm-hmm. I've heard story after story after story of parents using, and I actually have my own testimony because I didn't have the product out yet when I had my first. And so I had to try some other diapers, unfortunately. And my little girl did have some diaper rash issues mm-hmm. early on. And then as soon as we launched Every Life, I'm really not kidding when I say this, we have not had one irritation, one
wow. I can attest to that
problem. You can?
I can. Yeah. I'm very thankful for any diapers that we received at baby showers and stuff like that. But I did. I mean, like diapers, we all know they cost a lot, even other brands. Yeah. We started out using those other brands mm-hmm. at, you know, newborn and stage one. And yeah, Nora had many diaper rashes then. And I will say, after we swapped to Every Life, mm-hmm. which I did start at number one, and then we have threes now, and we will stay with Every Life now. But she has not had a single diaper rash after that.
Well, and not just to get too technical, but you're not even talking just about like temporary skin irritation.
No.
But the phthalates and some of the things that other companies are putting in their diapers have forever ramifications mm-hmm. on children's health. There is a certain level of toxicity that your body reaches that you are eventually impacting, if you have a daughter, your daughter's ability to have children in the future with how much that those plastics are building up.
Yep.
Would you say that's correct, Sarah? You probably know more about it than we do.
Well, you make a really good point. You know, we're doing a disservice to our kids if from the moment they come out of the womb, we're putting toxins on their skin. Mm-hmm. And there are long lasting impacts that can come from these children that are sitting in toxic products for hours and hours at a time. We want to set our children up for success. And it actually starts with making sure that you have the best products for them. Mm-hmm. So I'm really thankful that I get to hear stories like you just shared, stories like my own and many others, where, you know, parents have said, not only am I seeing the diaper rash clear, but also it's absorbing and my baby's mm-hmm. sleeping better. And of course, for mom and baby, the more sleep you can have, you're going to be more alert and more engaged and more available for your child when you're not fighting exhaustion. And so all those little things add up. And so not only are we leading with our values for life, I mean, we are unapologetically for life. But what's great is many people come for the values proposition, but they stay because of the premium, mm-hmm. you know, excellent products that we're providing them. And that's really important to us, too, that we're not just going to be a company that is rooted in our faith and believes every life is precious and stands for parents. Like, all those things are so important. But we also have to have a credible and reliable product that can really back those values. And I'm so thankful that we can do the both and. And the more that we can see more companies that are leading with values, but also are producing excellent products, I really believe that's how we win. I think that is how we start to see some shifts in culture because we start being seen, you know, and I think our Make More Babies campaign that we did in January is a great example of when you start to do things with excellence and you do things right and you provide a product that's really working for people, you know, people will talk about it. Elon Musk himself actually ended up retweeting our entire campaign.
He's I love it.
I know. He's one of the largest, most influential men, you could say, in the whole world.
Yeah.
And he caught wind of what we were doing and was saying, you know, he endorses it. He's proud of the message that we're sending to the world. It got us on Fox and Friends and many other outlets. And it truly went viral. I would encourage everybody to head to everylife.com and go check out our Make More Babies page and just see the message that we're really trying to send to young people and hopefully just people across the world. It's not just young people. Like you mentioned, people are pushing off having, you know, getting married and having children much later in life. And so we're trying to get ahead of it. Cause I agree with you. I wish somebody would have told me sooner, you know, get married, have babies. Like there's nothing more fulfilling than that. Mm-hmm. And you just don't hear that enough.
No.
So I'm thankful for places like you guys that are talking about these topics because it is what Americans need to hear, especially young women. And it's so important that we start to see more women cherishing life and wanting to go after marriage and having kids. That shouldn't be a shameful thing or looked down upon. It should be propped up. That's the best thing you can do. And I feel like that positivity is not as present. So looking for ways to always make sure that we are pushing that message in a positive way so women can really begin to see life and parenthood in this beautiful way, because it is. It's beautiful.
I am just blown away by the fact that you're a mama and you're busy going throughout your life. You don't make diapers, but that you allowed the anger and the rage of an injustice that was being done to actually then go do something about it. Like I think about how many times I get mad at stuff that's happening in a world and I'm like, well, that just stinks.
Yeah.
But I don't go start a diaper company and I wouldn't have a clue how to even begin that. But it sounds like the Lord really equipped you and put people in your life and brought resources to you to be able to create such a quality product without having knowledge of any of that. So first of all, thank you for saying yes to the Lord.
Oh, well, hey, I mean, look, that is what it's all about. And that's how my husband and I have chosen to really live our life, is being obedient to God first and foremost. You know, we report to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to look back at the end of my lifetime and know that, man, I have a good, holy fear of the Lord. And I think about how many more people need to have that holy fear. Like, think about the consequences of saying no to God.
Mm-hmm.
I never want to look back at it and think that, man, I said no. I want to be a yes person to God. And so that is how we've chosen to live our life. And that's taken lots of sacrifice and uncomfortability, but so worth it. Saying yes to him, there's nothing better.
Mm.
But I will say, a lot of times it's out of your frustrations that God will actually lead you into the very thing that he's calling you to do. And so for any of your listeners, on this podcast or listening to this podcast that are wondering, you know, what is it for me right now that God is asking me to do? Well, look at the things that fire you up. Look at the things that are frustrating you, because maybe God's trying to speak to you right there because you actually may be the solution to that frustration. It's out of our kind of miseries that our ministry begins to flourish. And that's my story over and over again of God highlighting frustration, things that just I knew weren't right. And I couldn't sit on the sideline. I felt a responsibility, a burden, a duty to do something. And man, out of that has birthed so many different things. And every life I'm grateful is one of them. And as I mentioned, you know, we've already donated almost 2 million diapers now to moms that are in urgent need of these supplies. So we are so much more than a diapers and wipes company. We are actually, we say we're changing diapers, we're changing life. We really are changing life. A lot of these women, I've worked at I directed a pregnancy resource center for a couple of years too, and that's a little bit of my background. And I know what it's like talking to these women who are choosing potentially an abortion. And many of them feel a lack of support and a financial burden. Mm-hmm. And if they can have the support, the love and the care and the resources to be able to see a way for them and their baby, it can be the difference between life and death. And a box of diapers, knowing that diapers is not something they have to worry about, I've actually seen that be something that changes a woman's mind to choose life for their child. And so the fact that we're helping these pregnancy centers, we're helping these moms with the essentials, man, that's what gets me fired up. And that's why I really do what I do every day, is to help make things more possible for these women who need it most.
That's
and
right.
There's a way for them to go to your website, and if they don't want to purchase diapers, just to donate diapers, right, towards those causes. Is that correct?
That's correct. So there's actually two really cool ways that anybody can engage. One is our Buy for a Cause program. If you don't have a baby in diapers, but you love what you're hearing and you want to be a part of the mission to help save more lives, change lives, you can actually purchase a Buy for a Cause bundle, either one time or reoccurring, and know with the blessed assurance that that bundle of diapers and wipes, which is a whole month's supply of diapers and wipes for a mom in need, is going to go to a pregnancy resource center so they can give it to a mom who's chosen life for their baby. So that's one way anybody can be a part of our mission. But what's really cool is if you actually become a subscriber, so if you subscribe to our diapers, or our diapers and wipes, we also have a bundle option. On the third month of your subscription, you can actually have the option to donate a whole month supply to a church or a PRC in your community, which is really, really awesome.
I love that.
That is so awesome.
Sarah Gable, we are almost out of time. That is incredible. We encourage our listeners, go do that. Even if you don't have a baby in your home, the Lord will bless you when you pay it forward to somebody else who already has that dire need. Real quick, what's the website? How can they find Every Life Diapers?
Yeah, head to everylife.com and follow us on Every Life Co. on Instagram or on all platforms. We'd love to have you join our mission.
I love that. And I know diapers are expensive. Any diapers are. And it might feel impossible to spend a little bit extra, but to remember that you're buying quality for your baby and you're also really donating to such a wonderful cause while you're getting a need for yourself.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah Gable. And thank you guys for listening to Hannah's Heart on American Family Radio.